You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Talking about cult heroes of the Baltimore Orioles. This is a guy, maybe he was around for a while and never put up big numbers. He was a role player or a guy that wasn't here for a long time, but had a big impact on the team and the fans went crazy for him. All right, Jeremy, I'll let you go first. We both have two, right?
Yeah, we both have
two.
So
you go one, I go one, and flip it that way.
Then you can tell me if you agree with me or not on the names I'm going to toss out. My first one's going to be the guy I mentioned in the promo.
I can't disagree with you. You're a cult hero.
Jeff Conine.
Good example.
I loved Niner when he was here. And again, for these lean years, he was one of the few guys that was hitting the baseball. And just easy to like. He ends up going down, to the Marlins after a short period of time, relives.
Wasn't he Marlin first?
He was Royals, then Marlins, then a year with the Royals, and then he had one, two, three, four and a half years with the Orioles.
And then back to the Marlins.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then he came back to the Orioles in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
This guy. But I loved him when he was here. A buddy and I used to joke about him. We always used to talk about Niner. Even when the team was bad, we would talk about Jeff Conine.
My first guy, he was here during a good period of the Orioles. He was one of those guys. The most games he ever appeared in for the Orioles was 101. But a lot of those, here's an example, Jeremy. He appeared in 101 games in 1985, right? He only had 233 at-bats in 101 games. So that tells you who he is, right? I'm going Jim Dwyer.
Okay.
I thought Jim Dwyer was just Johnny on the spot. I talked about him the other day. He was just, he stole some at-bats from Gary Renicky and John Lowenstein. He stole some at-bats from Al Bunbury and John Shelby. He stole some at-bats from Dan Ford. He just one of those guys that jumped around everywhere to contribute for the team. His career with the Orioles, he batted only .242. His OPS was only .640, but fans loved him here. They just absolutely loved him here. I'm sorry, his career batting average for the Orioles was .262.
Yeah, you got to go look at the breakdowns of all that since we're talking about it. But my next guy, and this was my favorite player as a kid. It's funny because now I hope he's listening, getting a chance to work with him. And then also, I mean, he's given my wife his cucumber multiple times, his zucchini. Like he's
what?
Joe Orsolac. He's got a green thumb. Okay. Slack was he was my guy, man. I love Slack. And when I got to work with him, it's just so funny when you get, and I know you've had it now working with Palmer and some of the other guys.
Right.
I don't know. It was just I loved watching him play because he kind of was that just blue-collar, gritty dude.
My second guy is kind of cheating because he had one of the most famous hits in Oriole history, but in the regular season, he only played 39 games and had 72 plate appearances. Tito Landrum.
I was going to do the curse of Andino.
No, Tito Landrum. Had the home run in the ALCS against Britt Burns. Britt Burns was the starting pitcher pitching in the 10th inning, by the way, in that playoff game. Tito Landrum is definitely a cult hero. You can't think about the 83 World Series team without thinking of Landrum. 410-583-1057. Joe, yours is very interesting. Why is dump truck on right now. Who hit that? Joe, yours is your era is interesting because your era is way behind mine and really behind Jeremy.
Well, and everybody sucked, so he had to hold on to these guys.
That's why I try to use the word interesting.
So you had like people like Mark Reynolds, Nolan Ryman, Luke Scott.
Nolan Ryman.
Jay Gibbons was kind of in there too.
Yeah, 800 RBI season.
Sidney Ponson, but he was such a douchebag that I don't really put that one in there.
You think, was Sidney a douche?
Yeah.
He was?
He was a drunk.
I've had friends that had interesting interactions with him.
Was he a douche?
When he was drunk, he was a douche.
Really? Yeah, that was
Can I give you a quick Sidney Ponson story?
Yeah.
You know, remember he signed the $27 million contract? So I'm standing next to him in the clubhouse, and the TV's on, and he had an advertisement for the lottery, and the jackpot was $27 million. And he looks up and said, man, I would love to win the lottery for $27 million. I looked at him, held his right arm up, and said, you did, a-hole. And he gave me the effie rub and walked away. You did hit the lottery for $27 million.
What?
For exactly $27 million.
And I didn't know that this guy was going to count, but if you're going to bring up the sheriff of Swattingham.
You don't think Mark Reynolds counts?
I think he was here like 2 years, right?
That's not a long time.
That's a big hit.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
I think he's definitely a cold hero.
Hold on. That guy was pissed at me because as soon as he got traded to Baltimore, we interviewed him.
All right.
And he came down here and he was like, I said, so, Sheriff. And he goes, oh, God, please don't follow me here. Too late.
Yeah, he was definitely cold because he played 2 years and he only batted .221.
He either homered or struck out.
But his OPS was .786.
Yeah.
So he, I mean, think about that. 60 home runs, 53 doubles. Yeah, I think he definitely counts as a cold hero.
We put Ryan Flaherty on there as people talk about it, but people hated him at first. They hated the idea of him even, why is he in the lineup? We don't need that guy. He's hitting .205. You know?
I don't think he was a cold hero until he left.
Because we didn't realize how much we needed him.
I honestly,
after that,
I don't think he became a cult hero until Dave and Salisbury called in and called him Ron Flattery.
You know what? I think, you know what elevated his status? When Manny got hurt and Chris Davis got suspended, and he actually
did he run into one or a couple?
He didn't play that bad during that time.
All right, so here's the best moment with Ron Flattery when he was facing Aroldis Chapman, and you can read his lips, and he's, come on, you mother. Do you remember that? Come on,
he struck out. Didn't he?
That was great.
That's proof that just because you get emotional and mad in baseball doesn't mean you're gonna get the ball.
Come on,
I heard a listener say that one day. These guys need to get mad. Why? They're losing. They are mad.
What about? All right, here's another group. And Joe, this is still in your wheelhouse. What about Brock and O'Day? When we had Bob.
Oh, yeah.
When we had Bob, that was the two that you
Brock,
was
like, O'Day, and Britton.
I don't know that I can say Britton, but even then, that was short-lived, but people look at him differently.
E.J. Ryan.
Oof. That was Casey Willett's twin.
Who was the other? Wow, Jim Johnson also.
I hated that dude.
Both of them just had one huge year, basically.
Jim Johnson had two, actually.
Jim's was two. And then
he had like 100 saves in 2 years.
What about George Sherrill?
Pitch to contact.
George Sherrill.
Closer. All-star Joey Sherrill.
What about everybody's favorite with his crooked hat, Felix P.A.?
No.
Or no, not Felix P.A. God, he just went to the Cubs. Why can't I think of his name?
I thought his last name was Felix.
No.
What?
What was...
My headphones just popped again.
Yeah, what the...
You got traded to the Cubs. Oh, man.
Stroke. Pedro Stroke. Yep.
Why do we both get it at the same
time?
We did.
I think I got it slightly.
I'll give you a cold hero.
Who?
David Newhan.
Yeah.
That's a cold hero for you.
How many of those guys did they try to make a thing?
David Newhan.
Ugh. Was the one that had the best hair on the team?
No, that was, was he? Or,
no, who was that?
The outfielder from Las Vegas.
Another short, skinny guy.
Yes.
Ooh, just Jeff Rickard?
5-6 years ago.
Yeah, we had him on the show, too.
Was it?
Joey Rickard?
Joey Rickard.
I said Jeff Rickard because I made the mistake of interviewing Jeff Rickard, a sports guy, saying, hey, we got your cousin here or whatever. And he goes, I ain't related to that guy. I was like, okay.
Joey Rickard actually had his own, his hair had his own Twitter page.
Did it?
Joey Rickard's hair is what it was called. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I love it when these guys ask me names.
Oh, I just thought of another great one.
How about you tell us on the other side? We're listening. We want to hear from you with your cult heroes. Jeremy's got another one. 410-583-1057. Oreo cult heroes up next from you on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Who's your Orioles cult hero? I'm glad the Last King tweeted this in. He said, Delmon Young, if not mentioned already. Let me say this. We don't care if they're mentioned already. Yeah. If that's yours, that's yours. And I mean, somebody else may call and say Jim Dwyer. Just because I said it, I mean, you can. We may share the same cult hero.
You can take it from him. And then Rob can't say it anymore. Kind of like so, when I said I like Hall & Oates, and he said,
Hall & Oates for the blacks.
No.
Hall & Oates for the blacks, man.
We got to have some blue-eyed soul. We're going to be the corniest people in the world. You got to give us some blue-eyed soul.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you already held that seat.
Oh, man. And people are chiming in with a bunch of these great ones, though. And one of my favorites, and I forgot about it. I don't know he's one of your favorites, but Nate McLouth, Mr. Kyrie.
Someone just put that on here, yeah.
I still remember him having that big hit, and it looked like Chris Davis fishhooked him. He had his thumb in, like checking his oil as he was lifting him up. But yeah, those were some fun times, man.
Al says, Dan Graham and Glenn Gulliver. Al, I swear to you, Dan Graham almost made my cut list. Tito Landrum bumped him. I had Jim Dwyer and Dan Graham. I thought, no, man, it's got to be Tito Landrum. He almost made my cut list. I get it. 1979, I get it. 410-583-1057 is the number. Severn, Danny. What's up, Danny?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
It's a good morning to you, sir.
Mine would be the guy that I wish we still had or got back is McCann.
Yo, for I, like one. I like that. How can you and not then, have James McCann to get hit with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball and stays in the game with blood all over his uniform? Come on, man.
And then Trey Mancini,
yes.
Yes. And then one that nobody probably would do but me is his number was 26, McLeod? I can't remember how you say his
Nate
name.
Nate McLeod? No, it couldn't have been Nate McLeod because Buck was 26. And
But he hit a walk off home run a couple years ago.
Ryan McKenna.
Yeah, McKenna.
Yeah, Ryan McKenna.
You can have him.
How you dogging people's cold heroes?
I just said he could have him. I didn't want him. I like Trey Mancini. I'm taking him from him. I get Trey Mancini. It is. Trey's one that I didn't even think of just because, like, I don't even, like, he was a really good player for a while here.
He was a star here when he was.
Yeah, I mean, and.
So it's hard to consider him a cult hero, but if you look at his career as a whole, when you look back on it, he would categorize as a cult hero.
What about the Wiggy Man? No, nobody's for Ty Wigington.
No, he's all
Kareem Garcia, the chubbiest center fielder you've ever seen in your life. Do you remember he? They traded for picked up Kareem Garcia. I can't remember what it was, and I just went off. I'm like, this fat slob in center field. How are you putting him? First game, he hits two bombs, and guess what? 15 games later,
he still had two home bombs. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Well.
My girlfriend was in love with this guy, Tito Landrum.
Yeah, that was mine. Tito Landrum was nice, man. I'm telling you.
My girlfriend was in love with Tito Jackson.
I'm going to tell you somebody who's not a legend, but just the name alone. Remember Drungo Hazewood?
Do you, remember?
You ever heard that name before?
For the Orioles?
Yeah, he was supposed to be a big star in the farm system or whatever. He never did make it, but his name was, look up Drungo Hazewood.
You got to spell that for me because it don't exist in Baseball Reference, bro.
What if I promise to look it up at some point?
Hazewood. Let me put an E in it.
I don't even remember what
I just put his last name in, Hazewood. It's not in there.
Is it Haywood or Hazewood?
Let me go Haywood.
Humphrey or Humphreys?
Let's go.
Antoine, listen, Anquan.
You can't be calling up, making up names now.
Yeah.
Brandon in Burtonsville. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing good. Well. How are you?
Good. Hey, my favorite was Rougned Odor.
I like that.
Heroic.
I like that. I do like Rougned was a he was
neck.
A bad man. Remember he knocked out Jose Bautista.
Yeah, yep. Joey with that high pitched voice.
yeah, that's a good one. Rougned Odor. I remember the first time I saw his name, I was hosting Mid-Atlantic Sports Report. I said, this dude's name Ruff Odor? I had to look at it again. It just came up for the Texas Rangers.
Scott would always call him Roughneck. Roughneck Odor. And then when he punches Joey Bautista in the face, you're like, all right, that stays.
I won't call you again. All right, here you go. Here we go. Which one would you rather face?
Who?
Your Baltimore Raven guy that you don't want no beef with?
Marcus Peters?
Or Rougned Odor? Marcus Peters or Rougned Odor? Which one?
Oof. You know, like,
who do you want less smoke from?
Let me just say this. I'm not afraid of any smoke.
No, it's not of being afraid.
Hold on. I'm not, but I don't want smoke from those two cats. Like, one's a quiet assassin. He's not going to say anything. And that's the guy I got my eye on in Roughneck. Like, he ain't saying anything. As soon as you talk, he's attacking. Like, he just waited for Joey Bautista to come up to him. And he's like, what are you saying? Bang. But with Marcus Peters, man.
Where you from?
Yeah, where are you from? That just kind of catch you. Like,
can you imagine the conversation between those two?
Where are you from? Nah, homie, where are you from?
Yeah. Marcus Peters or Rougned Odor? Who do you want less smoke from? Buffalo Zoe, man. What it do? Buffalo Zoe, you an Oriole fan?
Yeah, man. I mean, they secondary. I'm actually minor since Ken Griffey days. You know that.
Man, you can't be having two T's, man.
Ken Griffey was the man right then, bro.
Yeah.
But, hey, I'm hoping you can help me out with this, Rob. What was my man that used to the pimp the home runs? I want to say he had a stint in Kansas City.
He would pimp home runs here?
For us?
Yeah. Yes.
How long ago was this?
30.
How long ago was this?
I think the year when Kansas City came down here, the year that Kansas City won the World Series.
ALCS, number 30, pimp home runs.
They won the World Series that year, I
pimp
believe.
Home runs. White dude, black dude?
White.
Pimp
I want to say he played third base sometimes and wore number 30. Well, I want to say number 30 for some reason.
Only ones back then was Mark Reynolds. Man, you got me.
That's not even ringing a bell right now. And he went to Kansas City or he played against Kansas City?
I believe after he left us, he went to Kansas City.
Jeremy Guthrie. Oh, sorry.
No, that was a pitcher.
I know, man. That's the only one I was thinking of, though.
Let me think. Oh, Steve Pierce.
Oh.
Steve Pierce?
Oh, yeah. That's who was written?
Yeah, yeah, he didn't go to Kansas City. He went to
Boston.
He played on every team in the AL East.
He's a World Series MVP.
Yeah, Steve Pierce.
Professional hitter, Steve Pierce.
Yeah.
I got to read this text.
Go ahead.
I walked into a bar and asked for a pitcher full of beer, and they gave me Sidney Ponson.
Let's take, is Darren Oriole Colt?
Yes.
Let's take one
yes.
more before we go to the break. Darren, what's up, man?
Hey, I just want to say Ty Crowley.
Okay, I like that. My first game as an fan, Terry Crowley was still playing 1982 against Kansas City, and it was a walk-off home run by Crowley.
Yes, sir.
My first game the first game I ever attended, the greenest grass I ever saw in my life.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.